Good morning, good evening, good coding campers. It's Monday, and that means it's time for MSDN Radio, the show that helps developers find what they're looking for. Good code, good conversation, but most of all, good times. So here to bring us into the week is our host, Mike Benkovich.
This is Mike Benkovich. I'm here with Paul Savetti. We're talking about Tech Masters. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you doing?
Not too bad. We're looking at understanding what is Tech Masters and why do I care. Tell me a little bit about this Tech Masters idea.
Tech Masters, it's a great question, Mike. Thank you. Tech Masters is a Toastmasters club that is oriented towards technology people. As we all know, in today's day and age, technology people have to, on occasion, deal with non-technology people.
Yeah, say it isn't so.
I know. It's a shock. I'm surprised to hear that actually happens, but I'll tell you what, it is really, really incredibly important to learn how to communicate effectively with non-technology people. And a lot of times, unfortunately, we have some brilliant technologists around us, and they just have a really tough time communicating, whether it's speaking or listening to non-technology people. And so that, to me, is the great benefit of Toastmasters, is to teach some of these great technologists how to be a little bit more effective. And whether they're talking about speaking in terms of large audiences or just in terms of improving their performance on their job or with their consulting practice.
So it gives a geek a chance to practice.
Absolutely. You know, the magic bullet, there is no magic bullet except for the fact that you have to do it. And the way you improve is you present and you talk and you speak and you listen and you get feedback. That's the other key piece of Tech Masters or any Toastmaster club, is really to get that feedback loop so that you know what you're doing right and what you have to work on.
So before you joined the Tech Masters in the Twin Cities, had you been involved with Toastmasters at all?
Not at all. This was my first time with Toastmasters, and it has been a phenomenal experience. I've been doing this now for a little, you know, we're coming up on 2 years.
So in those 2 years, you've held a couple of offices at the Toastmasters, Tech Masters Club in the Twin Cities, one of them being president. Tell me about that role. What did you learn from it?
Being the president is actually a phenomenally rewarding experience. I always tell people the privilege really is to serve, and you learn how to run an effective meeting. You learn how to work with other people and to deliver some value to the club. And the key thing is in a leadership role is to bring your energy, to bring your vision, and to share that, and to get people excited, to kind of incite some passion in the cause, whatever you're leading the group on. And in this case, for Tech Masters, it is to inspire people to want to stretch a little bit outside their comfort zone and grow.
So speaking of stretching outside of the comfort zone, has the club had anyone go on beyond the club to speak at conferences and things like that?
Oh, my goodness. We've had phenomenal success. When we started, we had people that could not stand up and address the room and just say, hi, my name is so-and-so, and I work here, without wanting to absolutely toss their cookies. They were very nervous, a lot of butterflies. And we had an ISA conference, which is the Software Architects Association, and we had 4 or 5 speakers out of 8. So it was really phenomenal. And they were all people in the club. Some of those people were great speakers to start, and some of those people were really nervous and had never, ever spoken in public prior to getting into Toastmasters. So that was really the first big kind of breakout for us under my term.
So do you have to be looking to speak at a conference to join the Tech Masters and make it worth your while?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Myself, I have not spoken at any conferences, and I can tell you I've derived so much benefit from Toastmasters. It is even just – think of it as an opportunity to learn how to speak technology or to talk to your grandmother. Try to explain the internet to your grandmother. That's the model I always keep in my head, because that's really a lot of times what I have to deal with in my consulting business. I deal with a lot of non-technology people. And so it's really been helpful to me to think a little bit more about how I present to them and how I'm not just giving a data dump of technology, but I'm explaining it in terms that they can understand. And it's been very helpful.
So tell me, what is a typical meeting like? And if someone comes to Tech Masters for the first time, what are they going to take away? What's their impression going to be? What are they going to see?
Toastmaster meetings in general and Tech Master meetings are very structured. So it's not a free-form, freewheeling kind of a thing. There's really three sections to the meeting. There's a very short business meeting where the club addresses items that matter to the club that's run by the president. Then you have the Toastmaster, who's really the master of ceremonies. And the first thing we move into is our impromptu speaking, or what's called table topics, which is really one of the most fun and exciting and challenging parts of the meeting, where somebody will lead a discussion and they will present questions or statements that people have to come up with a coherent response to on the fly, where they don't know the questions up front. That actually mimics very much real life. So that's the first half of the meeting. We have a short break, and then we get into the prepared speeches portion of the meeting, where we'll have two or three speakers typically, and then each speaker does a 5 to 7 minute presentation with an evaluation after each or at the end of the speeches. So you get that practice, and then you get that feedback loop. And that's and then we vote on who does, you know, who's the best speaker of the day and who's had the best use of language. We also, early on, we have a grammarian who gives us a word of the day, so we're always trying to build our vocabulary. Some of them are really esoteric words, but some of them are actually words that you'd be surprised how often they come up appropriately in conversation without stretching. So it's a great way to build your vocabulary.
So it sounds like there's a little competitive element in this as well. Okay, one last question, and that is, where can people get more information about Tech Masters, and how can they get started with it? Is there a website they can go to?
Well, I would start with the TechMastersTC.com, TechMasters-TC.com. That's a great place to go. You can also go to Toastmasters.org, which is just Toastmasters in general. TechMasters, sometimes people, there's some confusion. They think it's a separate thing from Toastmasters. It is not. We are a fully chartered club under Toastmasters. We do follow the Toastmaster program, which is, in my mind, the most effective and quickest way to dramatically improve your presentation and speaking skills.
All right. Well, thank you, Paul. I'm Mike Bankovich, and this is MSDN Radio. And stay tuned, and we'll have some more interviews coming up.